Okay, let's unpack this. I want you to close your eyes for a second. You know, don't close your eyes if you're driving, but just imagine a map.
Not like a paper map, right?
No. Imagine a living, breathing, digital nervous system that's, you know, spanning the entire globe.
Okay.
And on this map, there are 39,000 distinct nodes vehicles,
Okay.
all moving at the same time.
Wow, 39,000.
Yeah, and every 10 to 20 seconds, that whole system just pulses. It updates location, fuel levels,
Huh.
engine temperature, driver behavior. It's this massive, relentless engine of information.
It really is the definition of big data, but applied to the physical world. And that nervous system we're talking about belongs to a company called AVL View.
Right.
They're a real heavyweight in fleet automation. And we aren't just talking about, you know, putting a dot on a map and saying, here's your truck.
It's way more than that.
Oh, yeah. They're tracking the truth of a logistics operation maintenance, route optimization, even fuel theft for clients in India, Singapore, Saudi Arabia. I mean, all over the world.
And that sheer scale, that brings us right to the core tension of this deep dive. You have this incredibly complex system of record, that's AVL view, holding all this data, all this functionality. But then you've got the human element. How do you get a person, a busy fleet manager, a stressed logistics coordinator, to actually understand and use all of that?
Without hiring an army of support staff to hold their hand.
Exactly.
That is the bottleneck. It's the classic feature versus adoption gap. AVL View has features for everything from geofencing to like AC on-off monitoring.
Which is super specific.
It is. But if a manager in Mauritius doesn't know how to use it or doesn't even know it exists, that feature might as well not be there. The utility is zero if the comprehension is zero.
So our mission today is to run a kind of simulation. We're taking AVL View, this massive logistics platform, and we're pairing it with the Auto Content API. Now, the sources describe Auto Content not just as a tool, but as programmable content infrastructure. I found that phrasing really interesting. What's that distinction mean to you?
It's a crucial distinction. A tool is something a human uses, right? A hammer, a word processor. You pick it up, do the work, put it down. It takes your active time.
Right.
Infrastructure, though, that implies something that runs in the background automatically. It connects systems. So Auto Content API isn't just about helping a writer write faster. It's about decoupling the idea from the production.
So the system itself can generate the content.
Precisely. It allows a system like AVL View to generate finished media videos, podcasts, articles programmatically, triggered by data, not by a human opening a laptop.
That is the key shift. We're moving from, I guess, artisanal content, one person making one video, to industrial content generation.
That's a scary way to put it.
So let's dismantle this. We're going to look at how this hypothetical partnership could revolutionize three specific areas for AVL View: support, marketing, and internal intelligence.
Let's dive in. The support angle is probably the most immediate pain point for a company like this.
All right, let's start with that explainer revolution. We've talked about how complex AVL View is. If I'm a new user, and I need to set up, say, a geofence alert to know when my trucks leave the warehouse,
Right.
what do I do right now? I go to a support portal.
Currently, yeah. You probably go to a help portal, you search for geofence, you find a text-based article, maybe
Yeah.
it has some screenshots, you know, with the red circles on them, you read through it. If you're lucky, you get it. If not, you get frustrated, you give up, or you open a support ticket.
And that support ticket is expensive.
Incredibly expensive. Not just the support agent's salary, but the opportunity cost.
Oh.
While that user is waiting for an answer, they aren't using the platform. They're stuck.
This is where the API comes in.
This is where auto content changes the physics of the problem.
The sources highlight its ability to generate explainer videos straight from text or URLs. So, walk me through the mechanics. AVL View has that text article on geofencing. What happens next?
Okay, so programmatically, AVL View sends that text to the API. The API analyzes the steps. It identifies the key actions. It writes a script. It finds relevant visuals, maybe UI screenshots or stock footage of trucks. Then, and this is the magic part, it generates an AI avatar, a professional presenter, and synthesizes the voiceover.
And it just stitches it all together into a video.
A 60-second video complete with subtitles.
And this is all happening without a human video editor. No Adobe Premiere.
Zero human intervention. It's just code in, video out.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate here.
Hmm.
Is a generated video really better than a well-written article? I mean, some people, myself included, prefer to scan text.
That's a fair point. And for some people, text is better. But look at the data on dwell time and information retention, especially for technical stuff. For a busy logistics manager who's very visual, these are people dealing with maps and trucks, seeing the workflow is just, it's more effective than reading about it.
It lowers the cognitive load.
Exactly. You're not imagining where to click. You are seeing where to click. It just lowers that barrier to entry.
And there's a volume argument here, too. I was looking at their compatibility list. AVL View supports over 200 different GPS devices.
That's a documentation nightmare.
Right. Imagine trying to film a high-quality tutorial for 200 different devices and then updating them every time the software changes.
You couldn't. You'd need a full-time studio and crew. It would be a project that never ends.
So what's the cost difference?
Well, the sources put traditional video at anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000 per asset, the API. It creates these videos for about 400 credits. On their business plan, that's roughly €4.
€4 versus, say, $3,000.
Yeah.
That's not just a savings. That's a completely different business model.
It means AVL View can afford to have a video for everything. How to install the tracker, how to read a fuel report, what to do if the GPS signal is lost. They can just saturate their support portal with this stuff.
And that has to impact customer churn.
Huge impact. If a user solves their problem in 60 seconds with a video, they're happy. If they wait 24 hours for an email reply, they're already looking for a new vendor.
So support shifts from a reactive cost center to a proactive education engine. I like that. Okay, let's pivot to marketing. Because solving problems for current users is one thing, but you've got to get them in the door first.
Right. And here we need to think about the customer. Who's the buyer for AVL View? It's the fleet owner, the logistics director.
And what's their life like? I'm guessing they're not sitting at a desk sipping lattes and reading long-form articles all day.
Not even close. It's chaotic. They're on the warehouse floor. They're visiting hubs. They're in their car driving between sites. Their eyes are busy.
So writing a 2,000-word blog post, even if it's great content in theory.
They will never read it. Reading requires 100% of your visual attention. You can't read and drive. You can't read and inspect a truck.
So you have to get in their ears.
Exactly. This is where we talk about mental availability. If AVL View wants to influence these buyers, they have to occupy the dead time in their day, the commute, the drive.
And this is the blog to podcast workflow. I was fascinated by this. We're not just talking about a robot reading the text, are we? Because that would put me to sleep.
No, and that's a crucial distinction. Simple text-to-speech is, you know, functional, but it's boring. The Auto Content API takes a blog post, let's use that case study about Mr. Frederick Madu saving on fuel, and it transforms it.
How so?
It rewrites it into a dialogue script between two AI hosts. It adds a bit of banter. It adds structure. It turns a static case study into a dynamic radio show, kind of like what we're doing right now.
So just like that, AVL View has a branded podcast on Spotify, the Fleet Management Daily or something.
Exactly. And it's populated automatically from their existing blog. They write the post for SEO. The API converts it into an audio asset. They're meeting the customer where they are in their ears.
There was another feature in this section that takes it even further, voice cloning.
Yes. This is about executive presence. In B2B, people buy from people. They want to trust the leadership. But the CEO of AVL View is busy. He doesn't have time to go into a recording booth every week.
So the API just clones his voice.
It samples it. He might record, say, 3 minutes of his voice one time. Then the marketing team can feed the API a script, a reaction to new regulations, for example. And the API generates the audio in the CEO's voice.
That feels a little Black Mirror, doesn't it? Is that ethical?
It can feel that way, and transparency is absolutely key. You should label it as AI generated. But think of it as scaling the founder's expertise. It allows the CEO to be in the ears of thousands of customers weekly, sharing insights, building trust without the time commitment. It's creating a personal connection at scale.
Personal connection at scale. That's a powerful idea. But let's talk about a different kind of scale. Geographic. AVL View is global. I'm looking at their contact list. Philippines, Qatar, UAE, India, Saudi Arabia.
Right, the Tower of Babel problem. A truck is a truck anywhere, but language is local. If you want to sell in Riyadh, you need Arabic. If you want to support drivers in Kerala, you need Malayalam or Hindi.
And normally that means hiring local agencies, translators, voice actors. It's slow and it's expensive.
It's prohibitively expensive for most content. You'll translate your homepage, sure, but you're not translating every blog post or support video. You just can't. So you end up ignoring huge parts of your market.
But the Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
And it does it instantly. So let's go back to that safety guide for school bus tracking. AVLView makes it once in English. The API ingests it. It doesn't just translate the text. It resynthesizes the entire audio.
Mm-hmm.
It can create a Hindi podcast, an Arabic explainer video, a Spanish tutorial.
So we're talking about the actual voice, the lip syncing on an avatar. All of it changes languages.
Correct. The synthesis engine creates native sounding speech. This just explodes their total addressable market, their TAM. Suddenly, AVLView looks like a local player in every one of those markets.
It creates the illusion of a multinational infrastructure, but it's all powered by software.
That's the leverage. It removes the foreign tax from their business model. They can compete with local vendors without the overhead of opening local offices everywhere.
Okay, let's move on. We've hit support and marketing, but there's another beast to tame. Google. Search traffic.
Ah, the SEO game. The battle for that first page.
We know people search for specific problems. They don't just type GPS. They type ambulance fleet tracking software or construction vehicle anti-theft.
These are the long tail keywords, high intent, low volume. If you're searching for ambulance fleet tracking, you've probably got a checkbook ready.
The problem is, how do you create unique, high quality pages for 50 different industries?
Yeah.
Usually companies just copy paste, right? Change taxi to ambulance and hope Google doesn't notice.
And Google always notices. That's called thin content. And it gets you penalized. You need deep, unique value on every single page.
But writing 50 unique guides sounds like a ton of work.
It is. So you use the deep research endpoint of the API. This is where we get into programmatic SEO. AVLView can tell the API, generate a guide for the construction industry. The API doesn't just swap nouns. It goes out and researches the actual pain points of construction dust, vibration, theft of equipment, fuel siphoning. It writes a guide specifically about those things.
So the content is actually relevant. It knows that construction fleets and ambulance fleets have different problems.
Exactly. It creates genuine value. But here's the kicker. Google loves dwell time, how long a user stays on your page. If it's just text, they might bounce. But the API can inject multimedia. So for that construction page, it also generates a top 5 tips for construction fleets video and a logistics audio guide.
So when the user lands, they have stuff to watch and listen to, not just a wall of text.
Exactly. They stay for 3 minutes instead of 3 seconds. Google sees that signal and it ranks the page higher. They start to dominate the search results because their automated pages are richer than their competitors' human-written ones.
I want to pivot to my favorite part of this. We've talked about getting customers in, but what about the data itself? We started by saying AVLView is a nervous system. It generates gigabytes of data.
This is the internal intelligence use case. And honestly, this is where the future of BI is heading.
Paint the picture for us.
Okay. Think about that busy executive again. Every Monday, they get an automated email. Weeklyfleetreport.csv. It's a spreadsheet. Rows and columns of fuel usage, idling times, distances.
I know that email. I delete that email. Or I file it to read later and never, ever do.
Everyone does. It's data overload. But the Auto Content API has a data-to-audio capability. Imagine if AVLView offered a premium feature called the morning briefing.
How would that work?
The API connects to the raw data stream. It analyzes the spreadsheet. It looks for anomalies. Hey, Vehicle 4 is idling 30% more than last week. The North District's fuel consumption is up. Then it scripts a narrative and generates a 5-minute podcast.
So the director gets in their car, connects via Bluetooth, and listens to a personalized news broadcast about their own company.
That's it. Good morning, Dave. Here's your fleet update. Overall efficiency is up, but we have a maintenance backlog in the Southern Depot you should look at.
That is. That's like having a dedicated analyst riding shotgun with you to work.
It turns raw data into executive intelligence. It shifts consumption from active analysis, staring at a spreadsheet, to passive consumption. You know what's happening in your business before you even get to the office.
From a retention standpoint, if I'm that customer, I am never leaving AVLView. The product is literally talking to me.
It creates immense stickiness. You're weaving the product into their daily routine in a way a dashboard just can't.
Okay, one last area, speed. The logistics world is volatile. Fuel prices spike. New regulations drop.
Real-time relevance. This is where newsjacking comes in.
Newsjacking. Sounds aggressive. Define that for us.
It's the art of injecting your brand into a breaking news story while it's still hot. It's usually hard for big companies. By the time legal approves the blog post, the news cycle is on to the next thing.
So how does the API solve that?
It has integrations with X and Reddit. It does social listening. Let's say diesel prices starts trending. The API detects that spike.
And then what?
It triggers a workflow. It researches the impact of diesel price hike on fleet profitability. It scripts a 60-second market alert. It generates a vertical video for TikTok or LinkedIn.
Total time elapsed.
5 to 10 minutes.
Wow. So while competitors are scheduling a meeting to discuss their content strategy, AVLView has already posted an analysis.
Exactly. They own the conversation. They position themselves not just as a software vendor, but as a real-time industry consultant. In the attention economy, being first is often just as important as being right.
It really brings it all full circle. You have AVLView, the system of record, the data, the truth, and you have Auto Content API, the system of engagement, which turns that truth into stories.
It's the shift from linear production, one human, one asset, to exponential production. For a company like AVLView, with a global audience and such complex data, it's really the only way to scale their communication to match the scale of their technology.
It's a fascinating pairing. You know, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Yeah.
We talked about that internal briefing. The data literally talking to you.
Yes.
If a platform like AVLView knows exactly where 39,000 vehicles are every 10 seconds, what happens when they start using AI not just to track them, but to narrate their stories? Could the future of fleet management be a personalized audio feed that tells you exactly how to run your business better before you even think to ask the question?
That is the ultimate goal. Moving from reactive data to proactive narrative, it's a brave new world for logistics.
It certainly is. Thanks for diving in with us today.
My pleasure, as always.